Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know Suzanne from Graham is. Suzanne, are you there?
I am.
Suzanne, were you listening to the men's room around 5:40 yesterday to hear the cheat sheet?
I was, but I didn't quite catch it all, and I've got a record of 3-0, and this is the first time I haven't had the full cheat sheet, so I'm a little nervous.
Ooh, it's okay.
A little nervous.
I'm nervous for you.
I'm nervous, too, because if I lose, I'm at 500 on the season.
Oh, my God.
I don't want that.
Ooh.
That'd be awesome.
Ooh.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Suzanne has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready as I'll ever be.
How many legs does a spider have?
8.
Correct. What is the second largest country in the world?
Oh, pass.
Rumor has it that Zendaya is engaged to what Spider-Man actor?
Tom Holland.
Correct. What is the highest pitched woodwind instrument in an orchestra?
Ooh, I caught that one on a cheat sheet. Piccolo.
Yes. David Bowie passed away from what kind of cancer?
Lung cancer?
No.
Prostate cancer?
No.
Liver cancer.
Yes. Kevin O'Connell is the head coach for what NFL team?
Pass.
What kind of fish is Marlin in Finding Nemo?
Shark head?
No.
Spearfish?
No.
Hammerhead?
No. The symbol CU is for what chemical element?
Pass.
What singer has the hit songs Rich Girl and Holla Back Girl?
Gwen Stefani.
Yes. Suzanne, you got 5 correct.
But you ended up getting
all the ones on the cheat sheet.
Oh, nice.
Yes. I think it's going to be a close
one. It's going to be close for sure.
For sure. I do think Steve is going to wish he was listening to the cheat sheet, though.
But really?
I think so. Are you ready, Steve?
Yes.
How many legs does a spider have?
8.
Correct. What is the second largest country in the world?
America.
No.
China?
No.
Japan?
No.
India?
No.
Damn it.
Rumor has it that Zendaya is engaged to what Spider-Man actor?
Tom Holland.
Wow, yes. What is the highest pitched woodwind instrument in an orchestra?
Alto.
No. No.
Woodwind. Oh. Piccolo.
What? Yes. David Bowie passed away from what kind of cancer?
He passed away from lung cancer.
No.
Rectal cancer?
No.
Breast cancer?
No. Kevin O'Connell is the head coach for what NFL team?
Minnesota Vikings.
Correct. What kind of fish is Marlin in Finding Nemo?
Clownfish.
Wow, yes. The symbol CU is for what chemical element?
Copper.
Yes. What singer has the hit songs Rich Girl and Holla Back Girl?
Gwen Stefani.
Correct.
I don't know Rich Girl, but I know Holla Back Girl.
If I was a rich girl. Na 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 na.
Okay, thank you. I kind of regret saying that I didn't know it. Because I do.
You got 7 correct, which is a win, 7-5.
Let's go.
Sorry, Suzanne.
My first loss.
No, no.
There's always next time.
Another one bites the dust.
Does anyone know the second largest country in the world?
Well, I was wondering if you meant by size or population.
I meant by size.
Is it Russia? Canada?
It's Canada.
Oh,
Russia is first, Canada second.
Because Canada's got a lot of, like, just, like, green.
Vast wilderness.
Yeah.
Wilderness.
How was
things.
I couldn't think of the word.
Trees.
Yeah. Non-city stuff.
Suzanne didn't know that David Bowie passed away from liver cancer.
Liver cancer.
His birthday would have been today, and then 2 days later he died.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Which I think is great to have a birthday and then... And then pass away.
It's not a massive, like one of my life's big regrets, but I remember he came to the radio station when I worked at the End many, many years ago for an interview, and it was just like later in the day, and I didn't feel like sticking around, so I was like, I'm just going to go home. And now I look back on that. It would have been kind of cool to at least meet him. I don't know if I would have. Taryn looks so mad.
I
want to
punch you in the face right now.
Do it. Do it.
I'm so annoyed with you, Steve.
It was like late in the day. I didn't want to stick around.
Wow. And now you're going to regret it for the rest of your life.
Well, I mean, you could have met the star man.
You will never be able to meet him.
I only think about it when his name is brought up. It's not like I think about it all day. I wake up in a like cold sweat thinking about David Bowie. Now I could have gotten a picture with him.
You don't?
No.
I think about that with Hugh Hefner. I'm like, wow, I didn't meet him before he died.
Random.
Yeah, well, and he's dead, so I can't anymore. Well, congrats on beating Suzanne.
We are celebrating 20 years of the Men's Room on KISW, and what more appropriate way to ring in the 20th year of the Men's Room than with a new beer. It is the 20th anniversary lager from Black Raven Brewing Company, and we already have some here at the station.
And it's awesome.
It is very awesome. Yes. You can find it at Fred Meyer and in QFC stores right now.
And it's for an awesome cause.
Yeah, the Fisher House locations in our area, they get a portion of the proceeds, so you can get more info on that by heading over to KISW.com. The big consumer electronics show in Las Vegas is going on right now. And as always, the products are wild. There are very few weird ones as well. So we are going to check in with a YouTube tech reviewer named Katarina Mogus all about the weird and awesome gadgets at CES after Whitesnake.
The Daily Mix Show.
The big consumer electronics show in Vegas is happening right now, and the products being released are absolutely unbelievable, mind-blowing as usual.
I spent a half a second on social media. I'm just like overwhelmed by how much new and weird and quirky stuff is out there.
Some of it is very out there. So joining us right now to chat about CES is Katarina Mogus. Hi, Katarina.
Hi.
It's so nice to have you on. Yep. We were just watching on your YouTube page, which is Kata Mogz, M-O-G-Z. Some of the stuff that you're showing on your YouTube page and on your videos, which I highly recommend people checking out because it's awesome. There's some out there stuff that's kind of freaking me out, especially some of the pets.
Yes, so many quirky, creative innovations here at CES. One that really stood out was the electric salt spoon. I don't know if you guys saw that one
yet.
Yes, so it uses mild electric currents that stimulate your taste buds, so it makes your food actually taste saltier.
Did it work as well as it was advertised to work?
You know what? People were skeptical at first. There was a long line. I tried it, and it really made a difference. It works by intensifying the flavor. So we try to blend soup, and it goes up to 4 different levels of strength, the spoon does. I went up all the way to the 4th so I could really give you guys an honest opinion. You do not feel the electrical currents. And actually uses science to help you not oversalt your spoon and really, like, amplifies the flavor of the food.
Katarina, does that freak you out that, like, the table, like, that we have the ability and the technology to be able to do something like that? That just sounds crazy to me.
Right? Not even that. It also lasts up to 3 months, so you don't really have to worry about charging it because this is a tech device just in your kitchen.
That is so wild.
It'd be funny going up to a restaurant and showing up and you're like, I don't need a spoon. I've got my own spoon. And you pull out because it's kind of like, it almost looks like an electronic toothbrush.
It does. It's pretty compact, actually. It's not available in the U.S. just yet, but I'm kind of excited to have people trying that out and making the food just taste a lot more flavorful without any added salt.
Now, I know Steve mentioned that there were some weird pet options at the Consumer Electronics Show, and one of them was the smart pet.
Yes, so the Tombot. This is a hyper-realistic lap dog, golden retriever, and it's actually built for people with dementia, PTSD, and depression. So it has a really nice backstory. The owner has a lovely story. And you know what? It responds and has sensors in its body. It has microphones. It's able to sit on your lap and be a pet and companion for people who may not be able to have pet or be able to take care of one for themselves.
I love that. I mean, like, I remember when we had a Tamagotchi back in the day, and that was pretty cool, but this takes it to a whole new level.
Yeah. So, if of all the things that you've seen, if you were given, like, okay, money is no money's not an issue at all. Like, you could pick one thing of all the things you've seen and walk home with it. What's that one thing that's blown you away so much that you wish you could have to take home with you?
Okay, there's something that I feel like I would actually use every day, and it's only $25. It's kind of quirky and fun. It's called the Fufu Robot, and it blows on your food. You actually put this little character on the edge of a bowl or on the edge of your coffee cup, and it blows on it. I know that my teas are always way too hot or my coffee, so I feel like this is something I would actually use every day.
I feel like I would use this for my child, who always thinks that everything is too hot. And he thinks everything is too hot all the time. That's what he's getting for Christmas next year.
That is the funniest thing, that they have an actual product that will blow on your food to cool it down.
Yeah, silent, portable, really small, and really cute. So I feel like this is a really good stocking stuffer. It's great.
And it's called the Fufu Robot?
Yeah, Fufu Robot.
I'm definitely going to look that up. Right on, Katarina. I really appreciate you giving us an update on what's going on in the world of CES. I know it's got to be crazy over there, but it's been fun just to see some of the strange products that have been showing up online.
Absolutely. I'll be posting so much more every day this week, so make sure you guys stay tuned. You know, it's really fun seeing all the quirky, creative innovations, but hey, you know, that's what CES is all about, technology that could change people's lives.
And Kat, if people want to check out your YouTube, your handle is at Katamogz.
Yep, Katamogz.
Thank you so much for giving us a little sneak peek of everything that's going on, and have the best time.
Thanks so much. Talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Definitely Canadian.
Yo, for
you
sure.
You don't know why, because she said, instead of saying Z.
She said Zed.
I didn't know that until recently. That's a thing.
Wait, what is it?
Zed. Like, they don't say X, Y, Z. I'm like, those Canadians, they go, in Canada, they go X, Y, Z.
Well, there's the song Y, Y, Z by Rush, but if you're Canadian, it's Y, Y, Z.
Wow.
Did you know that, Danny?
No, I knew Zed as like a Power Rangers villain one time, but that's about it.
That's why she said Katamogz.
Zed.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I didn't get that either. Well, I definitely thought she had an accent, but I was not thinking Canadian at all.
What were you thinking?
Like Russian or something? Her name is Katarina.
Hey,
Katarina. Yeah.
What's happening?
I don't know.
Oh my God. It is a new
Katarina.
Year. It is a new year, Rockaholics, and we're so excited to be back. Many people have made New Year's resolutions.
Yes.
And you three, I would say, are pretty frequent flyers at the gyms that you go to. Have you guys noticed an influx of new membership at your gyms?
A little bit. Not a ton, because I go in the middle of the day, but on the weekends I did notice there were a few more people. And I love it. I think it's awesome. I guess it's a new start for somebody, and hopefully it's the start of many, 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 many days of them going to the gym.
With that level of enthusiasm, are you like introducing yourself and giving a tour?
Hell no.
Welcome to the gym.
No, leave me the F alone. I got my headphones on. I'm trying to get in and out as quickly as possible. But you know what? I'm happy for you.
Well, there is one gym goer who is not happy at all, Steve. He is upset about all these new people being at their gym. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Mix Show. Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
We came across a post that is on a gym social media page from someone that is not happy about all the new gym activity in the new year, Steve.
I see it all the time. People get so worked up over new people showing up to gym. I get it. Like, you don't want people like getting in the way of whatever machine you want to get on, but that's, they have just as much of a right to enjoy the gym as you do, buddy.
We have the post as read by AI Oprah.
Oh, who better than Oprah Winfrey than to talk about gym etiquette?
Can you all give up on your New Year's resolutions already? Seriously, I'm getting sick of seeing all of these people that are using all of the space at the gym. You aren't going to stick with it. Just quit. Thanks for coming to my TED Talk.
Wow.
So it's about time we heard Oprah's true side.
Well, this rubbed a lot of people the wrong way, Steve. So we're going to go straight to the comments.
Yep, we sent this post to our production director, Jason, and said, hey, pick out your favorite comments. Reenact them however you want. And he did just that. Are you ready to see how worked up people get on social media? And most people not too pleased with AI Oprah being mad at all the gym goers.
Absolutely.
All right, here's the first comment.
Shut the f*** up and quit being a Karen, all right? Thanks for coming to my TED Talk, bitch.
Wow. Don't talk about Oprah like that.
Oh. I mean, it's not going to last. I don't mean that in like a super negative way, but it never does.
You know, I always hope it does.
It's not going to stay at that volume forever.
No, you're right. Like, I will always see an uptick at the gym, and then it starts dying out. I don't know if it's this. Sure, some people just give up on their resolutions, but also some people probably figure out their schedule and what time works better for them, and it's never that big of a deal, but I'm always hoping when someone shows up that's new at the gym, like, I hope this is, like, your thing now. Like,
yeah,
get cracking. Let's go.
Can I also just say, though, Steve, try going to the gym at, like, 5, 6 p.m.
I would never.
Yeah. So I think this guy is one of those.
No, I'm lucky. Like, I go to Northwest Fitco in Puyallup, and in the middle of the day, it's especially, like, around 1 o'clock, it's a ghost town, and it's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's like maybe 10 of us, and it's like the same people. You're like, hey, how's it going? Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, you're so positive now. Yeah. But I feel like if you were going 5, 6 when the gym is crazy, you'd be like, give up your resolutions.
But I have some friends that are like, they're like, oh, I had my, I'm like, where you been? He's like, oh, a job change. I have to go at night now. I'm like, what's it like? He's like, you don't want to know.
Oh, no.
It's apparently just like people are just crowded because, you know, I mean, that's everyone's leaving work. You're absolutely right. I'm very hashtag blessed.
Holy sh**, Debbie Downer. I mean, you know, people got to start somewhere. Who are you to determine who uses the gym or not?
Yeah.
It's not like I was here first, you know.
It's kind of, you know what? And it's nerve-wracking. I don't know if you remember, like, the first time you went to a gym. I mean, I still feel, like, a little anxiety at times. But, like, that first time, you're just like, everyone's watching me.
Oh, I hate it. I still feel like that going to a gym. Like, I'm fine on, like, the cardio machines. But when you go into that, like, strength section and all, like, the beefy dudes.
All the weights
dudes,
and stuff. But you know what you realize? The longer you do it, they don't give a flying F about you.
Nope.
Like, not a single, like, look at the most jacked person. They're either looking at themselves in the mirror, flexing, or they're just so focused on their workout, they can give two flying Fs about what you're doing at the squat rack. I mean, it's true, though.
I don't know, because I look a lot at people and judge them at the gym, good and bad.
Well, so you're the problem.
I will say, you know, I'm like, people are probably doing the same to me.
Sarah, when you go to that section, just do some grunting and you'll fit right in.
There are a lot of those dudes at the gym I go to.
I do love the grunters that you just want to know what they're doing. I'm like, what are you doing? And then you realize that they're not doing anything that crazy. You're like, you're grunting over that.
See? You're judging. Weak. You're paying attention.
I will judge a grunter.
Okay.
You better be trying hard if you're going to grunt.
I clicked on your profile.
Okay. Wait, where are you going with this one?
Looks like you might be going to the gym, but definitely not actually working out. Ooh. Hashtag you look like sh**.
I mean, the lady kind of brought it upon herself.
Cyberbullying.
Judging other people. People are going to judge you as well.
Wow, these people with the resolutions are the problem. It's those dumb lettuce head high school skinny ass douchebags that all show up in pajamas. Tell those dip to stay home, okay?
That was my comment, actually. I put that in there.
I thought it was broccoli haircuts. Is it now lettuce haircuts?
I think it's broccoli hair.
We're definitely broccoli hair.
It's the worst, man.
It is so bad.
It's like 30 of them, and they all like surround each other. Yep. And like, it's just like they hog a machine that they're not even using, and they're just on their phones, and they're, never mind. I'm starting to sound like that person.
Get off my lawn.
My mom, because I go with my mom got really upset one time. She came over to me, she'd be like, it would be really nice if these young ladies just weren't shopping online the entire time they're sitting at this machine. And I was like, Mom, go fight her.
Mom's a gym bro.
I know.
Yeah, she is.
And also, I'll never understand the appeal of working out in pajama pants. That just seems too warm.
Yeah.
Right?
It's going to get a little moist in there.
You don't want to do more laundry, though. I totally get it.
Really?
Yes. Sometimes I work out at home, and if you wake up and you have to wash your pajamas, you might as well just work out in your pajamas, because then it's less laundry you have to do.
So it's because of pure laziness that they're doing this.
Absolutely.
I think maybe one person was lazy, and then it just became a trend. And now people do it because they think it's cool.
Well, and there's so much movement.
It's like, look at me. I don't really give a F. I'm still wearing my pajamas, and I'm at the gym.
So chill.
LOL. Get a home gym, dumbass. Go eat a donut and cry some more.
Okay.
Well, good luck with your New Year's resolutions, Rockaholics. I hope you're not getting bullied by that guy.
Has anyone
Have you kept your resolution going?
I did not drink any wine last night, Steve. It was amazing.
What is happening?
But I was like texting one friend for like moral support. Like, man, I could really go for a glass of wine. She's like, you're good. You got this. You can get through it. Have some more water. And then my other two friends were like, that's BS. It's the stupidest resolution you've ever made. Drink the wine.
Because they know you.
Yeah, they do know me. And they were like trying to bully me back into drinking wine, but I didn't. So I stayed strong.
What was the goal again? Is it just to drink less?
To drink fewer days of the week than I... To not drink as many days as I... I'm sorry.
She doesn't even know what her resolution is.
I want to.
So, of course, you can keep it.
I want to drink.
Just drink every other day.
Fewer days than I don't drink. Yes.
Okay, so what's like the big stretch goal? Like, are you hoping like maybe like you only drink on the weekends?
Yeah, like on the weekends would be good. It's just I fall into the pattern of, well, I'm cooking and I'm just going to pour a little glass of winey wine and then I'm going to have another one after that one. I'm going to try not to do that so much.
Then pour bottles later.
No, it's a box, Danny. It's a box.
Sorry. So here we are Wednesday. When's the last time you had a glass of wine?
Sunday.
All right, you're doing it.
Yeah.
Good job.
2 days in a row, good you guys. Job. Today is day three, if I can get through it.
But it's Wine Wednesday.
Oh, Danny.
Oh, sorry.
You're doing dry January. You're not allowed to throw that at me.
What can we do in the next hour and a half to stress you out so much that you need a glass of wine?
There's literally a bottle of wine right in front of you, Steve.
Oh, my God. A bottle of Watson Ranch wine
and
right
I've
here.
And I've had that bottle.
From
it's
our
very
friend
good.
Ann.
It's a very good wine.
Look at it.
What if you just pour it in a glass so she could just smell it as she's on the air?
Just feel it. Just touch the bottle.
My mouth is drooling for you, Taryn.
Come to mama.
Steve just loves chaos.
Come to mama.
I do.
Come to mama.
There's a Hooters waitress that's going viral for trying to use her Hooters to get out of a ticket. We have the audio of her trying to make this happen. We want to play it for you, and we'll tell you what's trending after Lenny Kravitz.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, we know that many of you are waking up, you're pouring coffee, you're trying to keep it together when you look at social media, and there's so much going on in the world of pop culture, it can be quite overwhelming. So we're here to help you out by telling you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go.
We want to send our thoughts out to everyone in California being affected by these fast-moving wildfires in the L.A. area.
Awful.
So the footage is it's unbelievable to see.
We've been watching it all morning, and it just looks like, I mean, it sounds cheesy to say, but it looks like straight out of like some like end of the world movie, man.
It does. So far, about 5,700 acres combined are affected, and mandatory evacuations have taken place for about 80,000 people. This is a local news report from Fox 11 in L.A.
Yes, we are on the ground here for the Eden Fire. We are currently at Lake Avenue and Murata Place, and really, fire is all around us. When you look this way...
And when she says that, I mean, as they pan, it's just flames within, like, feet from her. And she's got, like, a gas, like, some kind of a gas mask or whatever, and just covered up her eyes as well, just to make sure that she's okay.
Mm-hmm. Look this way, you can see that homes are on fire, and emergency crews are responding to this area, doing the very best they can. You can see this van is engulfed in flames, and now more of this building right here is engulfed as well. So it appears a lot of people are evacuating, but we did hear police over the loudspeaker telling people on the street that they have to evacuate no matter what. They've got to get up. If they're sleeping, they've got to get out of this area because it is really becoming quite a dangerous situation.
None of the fires are contained at this time, and they so far have reported no deaths, thank goodness. But a lot of widespread closures. There's like 300,000 people without power right now in L.A. Yeah. So we're just sending all of our good thoughts, and hopefully they can get this under control shortly.
That's definitely a more lighthearted story that's going on that's trending right now outside of the wildfires. And there's a video of this 22-year-old girl that works at Hooters, and she's a Hooters waitress, and she tried to flirt her way out of getting a DUI. So she's drunk. She's got the officer. Now, let's not forget, it's 2025. Nowadays, they got the chest cams. It's not like you could try and pull a move without the camera. Showing, but she's trying to pull a move, basically flirting with him, lifts her shirt to say, hey, check out my Hooters, and she's even got her Hooters shirt still on. And of course they released the chest cam footage, and it is exactly what you'd think. Here, take a listen.
We're gonna make out here. Okay.
No, we're not.
We're gonna make out here.
No, we're not.
Never had someone say that to me.
cannot. Here,
turn off lights.
Wait, right there.
Turn off the lights. All right. I gotta pee, bro.
I know.
Bro, I gotta pee.
Nothing sexier than saying we're gonna make out and I have to pee.
Okay, do you wanna try this first exercise for me?
I will do anything for you, Daddy.
Did you just call him Daddy?
He sure did.
Did she say what I thought?
Do anything for you, Daddy.
All right.
How's he keeping a straight face?
I would not be able to.
All right. Can you put your feet together?
Put my feet together.
And your hands under your side.
Whatever you say, Daddy.
Okay. Wait, impressive. In the words of Taryn Daly. Yeah, Daddy, yeah, let's
Daddy.
Go.
Yeah, Daddy, let's go.
Okay. Are you wearing contacts right now?
Are you wearing contacts right now?
No, I'm wearing glasses. Hey, Sophia.
I swear to God, I'm wearing contacts.
Like 2 seconds.
Why are you such a nerd, bro?
My God.
Why is this drunk Sarah?
Nerd! Wow.
She's not making it any better for herself.
That shifted quick.
Oh my
Come
God.
Here, Daddy. Why are you such a nerd? I have to pee.
Well, I'm very excited about the fact that Lay's is finally bringing a new chip to the United States of America. This is a longtime Canadian favorite, the all-dressed... No, the all-dressed chips.
What? I know the ketchup chips is like a big deal, and I do like them. I think that they are not overhyped. I think whenever someone brings ketchup chips back from Canada, I'm like, give me some.
Gotta have some.
What's the all-dressed?
All-dressed, if I could explain it best, is to, in my opinion, it tastes like barbecue and like salt and vinegar together.
Why are you such a nerd, bro?
But they are so good, and starting January 12th, we'll be able to find them nationwide.
So, what is it again? It's barbecue?
It's like barbecue and salt and vinegar, but they also say there's sour cream and onion into it, but I really taste the barbecue and the salt and vinegar when I've had the all-dressed.
That sounds awesome.
So good. It's like the goat of chips, in my opinion. So, we're finally on Canada's level. Yay!
Next up, ketchup chips.
Yes, please. How would you like to beat Steve, Rockaholics? He is working hard on this new record in 2025. 4 wins, 2 losses, and 2 ties. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 850.
The Daily Mix Show.